ReviewFix.com is here with Eduardo McKenzie, also known as Eddie Blanco. Where are you located at right now? And where are you tattooing, rather?
Hey, how you doing, guys? This is Blanco right here. I'm right now independent. I'm not currently working at a shop. I was currently working in a shop, but right now I'm all over. I'm traveling right now. I'm a traveling tattoo artist.
So how do people get a hold of you?
People get a hold of me, through media, Facebook, Instagram. I have my Facebook. It's Eduardo McKenzie. And my Instagram is Eddie Blanco Tattoo.
So you constantly travel to all these conventions, or do you get spots at other tattoo shops?
I'm always trying to better myself and do road trips with a lot of the homies and do a lot of the conventions and just better myself and just try to hit every show that I can, as an artist, and just put myself out there as recognition.
And since you said that you constantly doing these conventions, how many do you try to do per month, or how often do you do them?
Well, the most that I've done so far, I probably try to do like three at a time. Okay. So right now I'm trying to book myself with more. So I'm trying to hit the whole East Coast and then try to hit the West Coast.
Where did you start tattooing at?
I actually started at a friend's shop called Crazy Monkey Tattoos in Brooklyn, New York. And that really inspired me to really go forward into as a career artist, being tattooed. But I originally was an artist myself, because I was, I'm always picking up pencils and pens and I'm always drawing constantly. So when I seen that I was in the shop with my homies doing a tattoo on me, that's what really triggered me and opened up my eyes, and this is what I really wanted to go for as a future career.
So you're basically a homegrown New York artist.
New York artist from Brooklyn.
Have you ever been anywhere outside of New York City for the convention?
Right now, no, not really. But I'm looking forward to leaving out of New York and traveling and do more shows out of New York. But as of now, I'm just been in the local area of New York State,
So two-part question. What are conventions exactly, and how do they help artists like yourself who are trying to get themselves out there?
Well, it benefits every artist independently as well, because I'm self-taught. So me as an artist, I get to kick it with other homies, other artists that are professional, that do better than me. But at the same time, we get to expose ourselves as artists with our work that we do, and just people looking at your name, recognizing your face and seeing your work, and you learning from other people benefits you, because then you can mix your little pot and you create your own little style. And a little thing makes a big difference. So that's what helps me out, me coming to the conventions, me seeing other tattoo artists do what they do, and having a feedback from them when they look at my work.
When did you start tattooing?
I started tattooing almost about like 8 years ago. I started apprentice, just doodling, and I took it from there, man. And ever since then, I've just been on my grind, trying to better myself as an artist.
Where do you aspire to go from? From now to say probably 5 years from now, or 10 years down the road.
Honest truth, hopefully just try to own my own shop one of these days, my own business. But for now, my goal is just to travel and hit every show that I can until I get bored.
What is it like actually tattooing at conventions? Like, as compared to tattooing in an actual shop?
Well, in an actual shop, when you're tattooing, you mostly get walk. Conventions is like going to a car show. You get to actually see your favorite artist that you can actually get to see, and he's in your town. So you get to go kick it with him and see other artists as well. And you get to meet new people and kick it with a lot of different faces and just meet new faces and, network.
Do you have any advice for anyone who's aspiring to be a tattoo artist and going through similar things that you've gone through already?
Well, I'm going to keep it real. Go hard, go home. Hustle, don't sleep, man. If you really want to go for it, push hard. And that's it, man. Just better yourself as an artist, man. And just, if you're hungry, go for it. Stay hungry. Because I'm still hungry, man.
Do you plan on venturing, let's say, across? Because I know they do a few. Like, they do a few in Vegas. They do, most recently, have one in Chicago, I think, this same weekend. Do you plan on trying to venture out towards those more, too?
Of course, yeah, of course. I'm trying to hit Vegas. Who doesn't want to hit a Vegas? I'm dying to go to Vegas. I'm trying to hit out of there. I'm also trying to go to Baltimore. Baltimore's the next show we're trying to go.
Okay.
And I'm kicking it with a lot of good friends of mine. I got my boy Sombra Tattoos. I got my homie Big Stomper, the Aztec crew. And we all up in there, We just traveling as a group, so we all going to make it happen,
So you said the next one is Baltimore, right?
Baltimore.
Is there another one after that that you're planning on going to?
Well, as of right now, we kind of haven't checked the list out, but like I said, we're just going to hit the whole East Coast, man. We out of New York for a little bit.
So how do y'all get together to decide where y'all are going to go and what's the next step for all of you guys?
Well, it's like a map. Like, every artist has that map, the schedule of every convention. So it's easy for you to have that schedule because you get to know what's next. So already from there, you get to kick it with the homies, and the homies already talking about it, and everything gets set up. And then everybody talk through, you know, network, Facebook, Instagram. Or we all just meet up in the same spot, man, and just make it happen.
Another question is, how do you, well, let's... Let's get a little more personal with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how do you deal with customers, like, say, their first time tattooing, or even if they're just a difficult person to work with, how do you deal with that type of situation?
You just gotta make them comfortable, man, you know what I mean? Like, if this is a first-timer, you just gotta let him know what he wants, let him know what to go for, because most of the time, first-timers don't really know what they want to get. They want to get something extreme, but then they don't know how it's going to feel on them. You know, I really don't let people try to go for something big. I always try to tell them to go for something small, something that's gonna be a meaning to them, nothing crazy, and you know, something that's gonna be worth. You know, besides that, like, customers are annoying. They're always gonna be annoying, but you gotta deal with it. You're an artist. You know what I mean? It comes with everything.
Quite dealing with them. Another question I had was, like, can you walk me through? Well, your personal way of tattooing, like, can you walk me through, how do you get someone to calm down, or how do you get someone to relax, or how do you sell your tattoo to people, like a salesman?
As a salesman, you gotta be comfortable with the person as well, man. You gotta make the, like I said, you gotta have that person be comfortable with you, first of all. You can't be too aggressive, you can't push up on the customer too much, because I learned that if you push up on a customer too hard, the customer tends to walk away. They get uncomfortable. And that's one thing that you don't want to do. You want to make them comfortable. You want to make them feel at home. And then you talk to them, tell them what they want, what they're looking for. Have them throw you ideas. Not just whatever they say. You know, work with them. Make it unique, different. You know, eventually they're going to calm down and they're going to kick it with you. And they're going to be like, yo, you're one of the homies and stuff like that. And then to make it more comfortable, you sit the customer down and just keep talking to them while you're tattooing them. And just keep talking about, you know, different things. You just distract their minds and stuff like that. But other than that, that's how I usually sell my work. And then I usually tend to draw something for them. I don't just talk about it. I draw something for them so they can have a vision of what they're going to get, how's it going to look. I show them my portfolio. I tell them what I do and what I don't do. You know, and stuff like that. That's how I sell my work. And I'm always drawing something every day. So every day I'm always putting my work out in my Instagram. So that way that people who want my work, they could just get it. You know, I'm original. I like to do original things. I'm not much of a flash jockey, like we say. I like to do original things because I feel like a person should always have an original art. And you don't want to walk around with the same thing that the other person has. And who knows, that tattoo might be better than what you don't have. You know, so try to be original, be different, man.
Basically, what you're saying is that you like to, like, say if someone gives you an idea, you like to improve on that idea.
Yeah, improve on that idea and build it, you know, and just go from there, you know. You don't just want to say, if the person tells you, oh, I want a heart in a name, you're not going to just draw them a heart in a name. You want to be extreme with it. You want to be, you know, you want to be different. You want to might probably do the name building into the heart as a scripture. It would look nice, you know, stuff like that. You know, you don't just give them something easy and simple.
What's your preferred style of tattooing?
Well, my preferred style of tattooing right now, currently, man, I'm not going to lie, is straight black and gray. I love the soft grays. I love the tones, the textures, the mid-tones. I just love it. I think it's more appealing and it's more attractive and it's strong. It's more of a vibrant tattoo, man. Colors, I like colors, but I personally don't do color. Maybe later in the future, I will pursue to color game, but as of right now, I'm just doing black and gray, man. And I love it because most of my homies and everybody that I know as artists do a lot of black and gray, so for me to be doing black and gray, it's going to be a little bit hard for me to switch over to color.
It happens with time, though.
Yeah, it happens in time, though. It'll come in play, but eventually, like I said, but for right now, I'm just doing straight black and gray, gray washes and soft.
And my last question would be, what do you say sets you apart from a few artists?
What sets me apart?
What would make you stand out at a tattoo convention like this?
I'm loud. I'm very loud, man. I'm very loud. I'm from New York. I'm from Brooklyn. Who don't love artists from Brooklyn, you know? who don't love a New Yorker at the same time. I'm just a hustler, man. Straight up and down. I'm a hustler, man. I don't stop. This is my grind. And everybody here, they have their own specialty, their own way of grinding. And I got to give them props for that. And I'm just different. I'm a long-haired guy, Spanish, Hispanic guy. Loud from Brooklyn, New York. That's all I can say, man.
All right. I just thank you for your time, man.
Huh?
Appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, man. No doubt, man.